This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. One academic is calling it an intellectual tsunami, the furor over comments made last Friday by Harvard University President Lawrence Summers. He suggested that innate differences between men and women might be one reason there are fewer women in science and engineering. More than 50 Harvard professors signed a letter protesting his statement, and alumni have threatened to withhold donations. Summers has apologized, but commentator and psychological researcher Drew Weston says that apology might be unwarranted.
So what was it that President Summers of Harvard said? We don't know exactly because it was an informal conference aimed at candid, off-the-record discussion. But what he seems to have been doing was trying to offer explanations for the shortage of women in senior posts in science and engineering. And he suggested that one possibility is innate differences between the sexes. Although this is a question with political ramifications, it's really a scientific question. Do men and women differ in their mathematical ability? And if they do, where do the differences come from? Well, psychologists have known for a long time that females tend to score higher on tests of language, and males tend to score higher on tests of mathematical ability. The differences aren't terribly large. We're talking about overlapping bell curves. But where you start to see the differences are in the extremes. On the one hand, boys tend to be much more likely than girls to develop learning disabilities involving reading and understanding language. On the other hand, a major study about 20 years ago of kids with exceptional mathematical abilities found that boys outnumbered girls 13 to 1. So is there any justification for Summers' biological hypothesis? Well, yes. There is some emerging evidence linking sex differences in intellectual abilities to both hormones and brain structure. One study found that level of a fetus's exposure to testosterone, a male hormone, predicted the speed with which children could rotate mental images in their minds at age 7. And the biological findings favor women as much as men. Brain scanning studies show that women's and men's brains differ in the way they process language. Whereas men tend to process language only on the left side of the brain, women tend to use both sides of the brain when performing linguistic tasks. But biology isn't the end of the story. From the time kids are born, parents talk to little girls more and they encourage boys to play with mechanical objects. These differences occur early and they reflect gender stereotypes that have all kinds of effects throughout the lifespan. In one study, male and female college students with a strong prior record of success and interest in math took a math test. Half of them were told that the test was likely to show gender differences. The other half of them were told that it wasn't. The results were striking. Women's performance dropped if they were warned that it was likely to drop. To put it another way, once they thought it was about being female, they didn't do as well. So, did President Summers misspeak? Perhaps as a male, reliant as I am on only one cerebral hemisphere, I'm having difficulty comprehending language attributed once removed to President Summers. But I hope this episode won't deter Summers or anyone else from raising challenging, if disquieting, questions. As Sir Francis Bacon argued centuries ago, knowledge is power, and it's only by knowing what causes things to be as they are that we can have any hope of trying to change them to what they might be.
Drew Weston teaches psychology at Emory University.